7 after the hour. Normally here we would have a visit from Michael McMaster, who is a master of understanding people in their lives, and things going on in their lives, and helping people. I always advise you to take a trip to his website, michael-mcmaster.com. You can get there if you go to dougstefan.com and see all the great CDs that are very helpful. Make a good Christmas present for somebody in your life who needs a little extra help, a little extra helping hand, if you will. Ideas, that's what those things are all about. And then people, we know there are people who trade. Basically, we're trading in ideas. This program is an idea forum. Some of the ideas are very good. Some of them are silly. Some of them are not of much value to some people. But this is an idea marketplace. And it's an ideal idea marketplace. I think that what I've tried to assemble over the years with Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and me and some of the other folks who are participants in this program is a hatchery, an idea hatchery. You know what a hatchery is? Lay the eggs and you heat them up.
And they hatch.
Right,
and then they call it a hatchery.
That doesn't sound so appetizing, though, when you say it that
way. A hatchery?
Yeah.
That's what they call it. It's a hatchery. This is a place where all ideas are good. There's no wrong ideas, no wrong. It's just what maybe surfaces that's right for you, and it may not be what's right for the next guy. But all ideas are good. And then flushing them out anyway. And then, robbing the bank's probably ultimately not a good idea. But thinking about robbing it and why you want to, it might be a good discussion topic. Why would you want to, Roberta, would you like to rob a bank? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Would you?
Really?
If I had Clyde, you know.
I think Clyde. It sounds kind of hot Clyde, to do it.
Clyde, Roberta Clyde. And Clyde. Yeah.
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 Richie, would you ever rob a bank?
No.
No, okay. No. Jennifer, who's going to say yes?
I think it sounds like fun. Like, it seems hot and exciting.
It's fun to do once.
But I would feel too guilty. I'd have to give the money back.
Yeah. Well, nobody, just because you're a robber bank doesn't mean you have to take the money.
Exactly. Just see if you can do it.
Yeah, just to see if you can do it. The guy last week went into the bank and gave the teller, remember I told you that story? Gave the teller a note she couldn't read. He says, I'm sorry, I don't know what are you asking for? And he looked at her puzzled and walked away. Something Yankee ingenuity, I believe that's what that's called. So anyway, ideas, though. I just love ideas, love to talk about new ideas, bring people around. And sometimes the story, here's an idea. As a matter of fact, this comes from today's DougStefan.com. And matter of fact, it would fit in, Richie, under what's new at DougStefan.com. A Swedish woman is suing the Elvis Presley estate for $130 million in damages. Her name is Lisa Johansson. According to the story, she is the unclaimed daughter of Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
You know, he certainly had his time.
Sure, he got around.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, but there also have been a number of serious nut jobs that have tried to abscond with his money, and because he is the number one earning dead guy. Wasn't that list you sent me, Jennifer, like $54 million last year?
Yep, he's still doing well.
All right, so why not get a piece of that?
I didn't know Burger King paid that much.
So this lady claims to be the long-lost daughter. I didn't realize there was one. She has written a memoir called I, Lisa Marie, The True Story of Elvis's Real Daughter. It was published in 1998.
Well, Elvis's real daughter, Lisa Marie, isn't Elvis's real daughter.
Apparently
is she trying
not
to claim that?
Right. Yeah. Not only, she's the other Lisa. She had faded into obscurity. Let's see. She was given $200,000 for the book, and then she was slapped with a $50 million suit by her publisher.
No.
After apparently what was in the book wasn't, it didn't...
they couldn't prove it.
It wasn't, it didn't vet well.
Why didn't they do that before they gave her the 200 grand?
Rich, there's another idea worth talking about.
I know, he is so smart.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Presley family catches wind of this woman, and they hire an attorney from Hollywood named Marty Singer. You know, they're serious. When they hire Marty Singer, they're serious.
Marty!
So Singer warns Johansson and her reps not to make malicious false claims and conduct herself offensively with regard to his estate. So now she's filed a countersuit against the Presleys for $130 million.
Wow.
In Tennessee federal court, claiming that her attendance at Graceland, and when she went, she has been back and forth apparently to Graceland, and it was there that she claimed that she was Elvis's daughter. To a crowd, and so these people are not happy about that, these people being mostly Lisa Marie and Priscilla. So they're suing her, she's suing them. Is she the lost daughter of the king? So what are we doing on Facebook today that's of interest and import, Jen?
I'm asking if they're real or they're fake, Dougie.
Are they? And are they?
And they're fabulous. They're real and they're... What did she say? They're
aimed
real
at,
and
Roberta?
They're fabulous.
They're fabulous.
Mine are real, darling. They're
good
real.
Thing. Very nice.
Both of them.
Yeah, good.
Well, that's good. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, right.
Imagine
somebody having one
I'm talking about your Christmas tree.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
my gosh. Guys are nuts.
That's not good.
All right, so Mike McManus says fake. He knows the forestry workers would hate him. Cindy says been using fake for several years, but it was at Lowe's yesterday, and the smell,
nice.
She'd love to take one home.
Yeah, nice.
William Wilson said real and wild. Ryan Drew said real fake, and Amy Leller said real from my neighbor's tree farm. That's kind of fun.
Very nice. Yeah. The poll today at DougStefan.com follows in that suit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Christmas trees sold this weekend. This is really the big weekend, this weekend and next weekend, for the sale of Christmas trees. So the question... Again, real or artificial? Is it A, real, B, artificial, C, we have one of each, D, none? I'm in the none category. Don't put up a Christmas tree, but Megan will, so that'll suffice. That'll be cool. Yesterday's poll, by the way, what kind of smartphone do you have? This was on the heels of understanding that smartphones are tracking you, everything you do, every time you hit the keyboard, everything. So 26% of you say you have an iPhone. 24% of you said you have an Android. 21% of those who filled out the poll questionnaire at DougStefan.com said you had a BlackBerry. 20% of you said you had another. What's other?
Like a flip phone.
Yeah, like
something
you.
Something else.
But that's not, my phone's not a smartphone.
It's got to be a
smartphone. Have a smartphone.
Okay.
Right. That was the 9% said they don't have a smartphone. I'm one of those. But I don't know what the others are, supposedly.
Yeah, you've got BlackBerry, others. Apple, Droid.
BlackBerry, Apple, and Droid are the
that's
three
it.
Main ones, but there's
right.
other stuff. I mean,
yeah. Samsung, they all have them, I guess, don't they?
Yeah, but they're all running the Droid. They're all running the Droid system now. I mean, the others, most of them.
Not much competition, actually, there, Rishi, I would say. In the Christmas spirit story at DougStefan.com today about Coca-Cola. Have you seen this?
Yeah, how stupid is
that? It isn't very bright. I don't
know.
To tell you the story.
Things to be mad about.
Most people are not receiving this well anyway, as the story at DougStefan.com underscores. The white can that has Coke drinkers... seeing red, so the first line of the story reads. Coca-Cola says they're going back to the red just a month after rolling out their regular cola, the regular Coca-Cola, in a snow-white can that was supposed to be just for the holidays. Isn't it funny how people
figure it out?
Yeah. New seasonal cans in red are going to start shipping by next week.
Creatures of habit, man.
White cans initially expected to be in the stores through February will be out. Company... sometimes does different things with can designs at the holidays. This is the first time it put regular Coke in a white can.
You know, I'm an occasional Diet Coke drinker. I have one right here.
Yeah.
And I went in the other day to get one. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Didn't look
somebody in the marketing for
it.
This is the largest company of its type in the world. You'd think they'd have somebody marketing who had a clue. Why would you try something like this without going first?
Try them out in one 7-Eleven and see how they do.
You just do that. Do a focus group and bring in people who are... Bring 24 people into the room who are known Coca-Cola drinkers and say, what do you think of this?
Two words.
They all say no, and then you don't do it.
Two words.
Dumb.
New Coke.
New Coke. Oh, yeah.
That's right. That didn't work out
that
well.
That was really another genius.
Mm.
But yet these people are making... so much profit. You hear our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert,
talk to you, tell you how much money is in a bottle of Coke. Cost them 10 to 14 cents, including the bottle. So how much do you pay for a liter of Coca-Cola? Buck and a half? I don't even know. What does it cost?
For a liter?
A big bottle of Coca-Cola.
About a dollar.
Yeah.
A dollar, okay. So the profit margin is like 80%, maybe 70% after transportation. So there's so much money. This is how they can buy up all of these other manufacturers of various liquid products. They own Minute Maid, Coca-Cola
on American Idol.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I remember when there was a bottle that had Santa Claus. Matter of fact, we've got a picture of it. So remember there was a Santa Claus in his red suit, but I think it goes back to the 1930s. And that was that seemed to work okay. But they've been doing this ever since. Frankly, the bottle is much more desirable. You can still get Coke in those bottles. They still have those bottles around. And they have the plastic bottle that looks like a bottle, and they've got the plastic just regular, and they've got the cans and stuff. But it's just an interesting anecdotal story. And so what are they going to do with all of these cans?
Sell them and wait until
they melt them. They crush them, melt them down.
They won't take them back. They'll just wait till they... the ones they still have at the plant, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they'll do with them. Yeah. All right, so anyway. They are promoting the World Wildlife Fund. That was part of this, the Coca-Cola polar bears. And that's what the complaint was about, those cans that looked
So much for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You just killed polar bears by not drinking the new Coke.
Yeah.
Polar bear killers.
Save the polar bear, but don't save the white cans. But there is, he's talking about big business. This is big, big business. And that's why I wonder why they didn't do a better job. It just shows you the human being is fallible. 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be turning out e-readers, digital SLR cameras, laptops, and Beats by Dr. Dre solo headphones for $179.99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices go through 12/17.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriant e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings. Four calling brave red shem, turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
This from last year,
Richard.
All right, so it is our job to keep you informed here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So in that spirit and the spirit of the season, you may be interested to know that the cost of all the gifts that are listed here, the partridges, the pear trees, the turtle doves, has spiked. Pushing the cost of all of the items mentioned in the 12 Days of Christmas above the $100,000 mark.
Wow.
To buy all that
for the
junk.
First time,
wow.
Right.
Mostly, you know, I would take the golden rings, but I definitely want a gift receipt for the Lords of Leaping, I think.
Yeah. Maids of Milking, ladies dancing, Lords of Leaping.
Items with three Acuras driving.
Okay, here's the 2020... trivia quiz. How many items are mentioned in the 12 Days of Christmas?
Total, through all 12 verses.
Total, correct.
Okay.
800, and the answer is at DougSteffen.com. 800-510-8255. If you have the story of the 12 Days of Christmas and how much it costs to buy all of these, it also lists the number of items that are repeated across all the verses. What is the number of items? What are
so when it says three turtle doves, and then it says, and then it counts it down, three turtle doves, right. Three turtle doves, three turtle doves.
Yep.
Three times 12.
Yep, 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 yep. Okay.
So three times
three.
Nine.
Well, you have to go through with that with all of them.
Yeah, because it would
come up with
three
a number.
Item nine times.
How many items are there listed in the 12... Days of Christmas, yum, bum, 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 12, drummers drumming, 22 pipers piping, 30 lords a-leaping, 36 ladies dancing, 40 maids a-milking, 42 swans a-swimming, 42 geese a-laying, 40 gold rings, 36 calling birds, 30 French hens, 22 turtle doves, 12 partridges in a pear tree. I'm giving you the numbers, you put them together. 11 pipers piping would set you back $2,427. Woo! All right.
Wow.
Let's see here. 3.5% rise in the cost of all of these things. Can you imagine the person who's got time enough on his hands to have figured this out? That's what I find more curious than anything else. Who is it that did this? Well, his name is Jim Dunnigan. He's the managing executive partner of PNC Wealth Management. He's the one...
Glad my money's not with him.
I wonder if he had a secretary or somebody working
Maybe.
For him to do all of the work. But it's very, this is, we've thought that we had a sluggish economy until last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, when people are spending at a rate that's almost 10% higher than they were spending last year. That I wonder online, Roberta, has the number reflected the same as at the real estate, at the stores, at the malls? or has it been less than the miles and more online to average out to a little less than 10%? I would be curious to know.
Wow. Yeah,
about that.
I don't know. But I know online shopping has just exploded, so possibly.
Five gold rings went from $645 to $650.
I knew I should have bought gold.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, gold has gone up.
Yeah.
Silver, too.
Right. Okay. So you understand the context of the question.
Yeah.
800-510-8255.
I find it impossible to answer.
Why? All you have to do is go to DougStefan.com. We've done all the work for you.
Oh, okay.
I told you that.
You can do that.
Go to the story about the 12 days of Christmas, and you will see.
Yeah, I mean, because who actually takes the time to go through the whole song?
Yeah. I don't, Seven Swans of Swimming, most expensive, gone up 12.5%, cost $6,300. You want to do that. But the song in and of itself can be really annoying. If I listen to it all the way through, I find it annoying.
I always shut it off about number five, I
think. Right, yeah. 12 was a leaping. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. We've all heard of the new airline passenger rights rules, but what about passengers on cruise ships? If a cruise doesn't live up to what you expected, what are you owed? The short answer is, not much. Most cruise lines have a contract of limitations that states they can change the itinerary for any reason. That includes bad weather, illness, civil unrest at your port, or even a mechanical failure. Yes, the last one is the cruise line's fault, but they're still not obligated to stick to the itinerary you paid for. Depending on the situation, they can swap in a different itinerary or remain at sea for the duration of the cruise. Now, what if you're injured? Well, the burden of proof is on you. But if you do have a legitimate claim, don't wait. Notify the cruise line immediately. And if you're thinking of filing a lawsuit, you need to file within a year in the state where the cruise line is based, not in the state where you live. Most cruise line contracts release them of liability if you're injured on board or even on a shore excursion. You're not really well protected. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Have a know-how! 'Tis the season of some assembly required. So stop in to any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece Universal Ratcheting Wrench set, just $29.99.
Napa Know-How!
Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Tornado. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Am I ready? What am I ready for? Ready to continue the conversation here on Good Day. In a few moments, we're going to meet Katrina, who's our Christmas star of the day. I find it interesting to look over some of the issues that are big here in Israel and then some of the issues that are big at home, just from, an observer's point of view at home. Usually we have a lot of politics in the discussions that are on conversation radio. We've got the usual stuff about the Occupy Wall Street. I wish they would come up with something better than it, because it's not really what it is. That's how it gets started. But there are these occupiers all over the world now. I told you earlier in the week when I first, as a matter of fact, Monday, coming over to the radio studio here, we went by the central part of Jerusalem. And there are tents all over this big park that's there. And when I said to my host, Avi, what's the story? He said, oh, those are all occupiers. And you know what's happened to the rest of the Middle East. It's been kind of an interesting thing to see. Actually, this movement start over here and then go back to the States and then come back over here. And there are plenty of other places. Apparently, there are some of this sort of protesting going on in China. Although they're not going to get as far with it over there as they have everywhere else. But, you know, you can only put the bottle, keep the cap on that bottle for so long, and then the cap pops off and everything comes through that thin neck and you see and hear what people are really thinking, which I think is very cool. The Blagojevich sentencing this week at home, 14 years, a lot of people thought he should have gotten more, but it brought around something. I heard a discussion that I thought was very pertinent to this, and that's the naivete mixed with arrogance and almost immaturity of some of our politicians. And I thought, you know, that's right on. There are so many people who are running for office that seem extraordinarily immature. You want somebody to be president or vice president or somebody to be congressman or senator that is mature. And yet you look at some of these people and how they approach some of the problems, the things they do after they get out of office. How stupid is Corzine that he got caught for stealing like $1 billion worth of funds from people that invested in his investments? Wow. And then this Plan B discussion about the morning after pill and whether or not it ought to be available over the counter. That ought not to be, but yet it becomes a political discussion, something that would take a lot of time. I actually haven't had time to delve into some of these issues this week, being over here in Israel, but that's one that's worth some time, and I'm thinking that issue isn't going to go away. Post office problems, another big deal. The sorts of things, there are lots of sort of quasi-government agencies here in Israel. Government isn't quite the same. There's much attention on the Knesset and the 120 members of the parliament that are there. and bureaucracy. And there are certain bureaucracies here that have gotten out of control, not as badly as at home, but the environmental people over here are very influential and noisy, I would say. And I think, to a point, I understand what the concerns are, because they have precious few resources. There are 8 million people here, maybe close to 9 million, and very little land, about the size of the state of New Jersey, actually a little smaller than that. So they have to protect and make use of every single ounce of land. And they do grow great food. The crops that are here, the fruits and vegetables, are delightful. You heard Dr. Lawrence talking about cucumbers and tomatoes for breakfast. I've had cucumbers and tomatoes for breakfast and dinner every day since I've been here. And this, that kind of stuff. I love good fruits and vegetables, great apples here. And as I said, I went last night with a group of the people that I've met while I have the group of actors that are over here. Sort of connected to the same tour that I'm with, sponsored by Voices in America. And we have actually had quite a good time. Last night we went to a wine tasting, we went to a little Waffle House, and among the people who are in the group is Mary Lynn Reitzig, who is the Rice Cub, who is Chloe on 24, and 24 is a big program here in Israel. And we went into this little waffle place with Greg Grunberg as well on the trip, and he's been in a lot of episodic television shows and movies, and he already knows who he is. And so you kind of get into that mood, which is just fun. Everybody's having fun with it. And you find out a lot about values in that circumstance. What do people like, younger and older people? It's just kind of neat to have had this experience. But anyway, I went into this little waffle place. This is like the size of a closet. And we had the yummiest waffles. They make them with the vanilla on them and chocolate on them, all kinds of things. So we were, Grunberg and I were chopping them up and feeding them to everybody. And they were just, I could have eaten a whole plate. It was like a pizza. Yum, yum, yum. So at any rate, the understanding of what's going on here culturally, the pressures from the various other countries that are around here, and the changes that are so dramatic in the Middle East, they're all part of the educational process, which I'm enjoying having. And I'm sure the stories will continue for months, the things that I picked up while I'm over here. You can check out some of the stuff. We have some pictures at DougStephan.com, including a picture that was taken last night of me standing next to a sign. Greg took the picture. It says DEEP, and I can't say the word on the air. It begins with an S and ends with a T, and there's four letters in it. And we were thinking of putting that up on my farm website, and wondering whether I have the courage to do that. I think over here it's called chutzpah, right? If I got the chutzpah to put that up on my website, we'll see. I'll think about it. Meanwhile, we meet Katrina in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. Waterboy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Waterboy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Waterboy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you live.
1-800-WATERBOY.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Radio stations call her the new artist to watch. That's Katrina with her latest single called Shame on Me. It's not a Christmas song, but she does have one of those just out, and you can get it free by visiting her website, Katrina Music, one word, katrinamusic.com, Katrina with a K, katrinamusic.com. She started her career when she appeared on Star Search. God love you. Ed McMahon was one of the most wonderful. What did you think, Katrina, when you were on Star Search? What was that experience like?
Hi, Dodd. Thanks for having me. You know, Sure. Being on Star Search was one of the most amazing experiences and some of the most fun I had as a kid. And you're right, Ed McMahon really was one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. And I'm really glad I had the opportunity to do that. It was so much exposure. It was great fun. And also getting a chance to get to know some other young children that had the same interests as myself. It was really fun.
Yeah, how old were you, Katrina, when you were on Star Search?
I was 11 years old when the show started for me, and halfway through the taping, I turned 12, so I got to have a birthday celebration in the middle of all that, and it was pretty cool.
Uh-huh. So did you win your category when you were on Star Search?
I won. I won 7 shows straight, and someone that I competed against and defeated was Aaliyah. She was an amazing artist. It's sad that she's gone, as she contributed so much to the musical community.
Mm-hmm. And so now that you've moved into, have you been singing consistently since you were 11 years old professionally?
You know, I wasn't singing consistently professionally throughout. Shortly after Star Search, I stopped singing. Things got a little intense, and I just wanted a chance to be a kid. And, you know, when you're that young and you have that kind of attention and notoriety, it's kind of hard, especially when you want to be able to have some freedom. I was just about to turn 13, and my parents would not let me out of their sight. But I never stopped loving music, and I was always involved in it one way or another, even though I ended up going to law school, and I got a master's in entertainment and media law as well. But I always had my hand in music in one way or another, because when you love something that much, you don't just stop loving it.
No, you don't. So yeah. How do you use that law degree, the entertainment media law degree? What do you do? Are you practicing that in addition to singing professionally?
You know, I made a decision about 2.5 years ago to go back to music 100%, because it's not really something that you can do straddling both worlds. So I was working about 100 hours a week at the law firm at that time.
Wow.
And I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I started moonlighting, I guess you could say. So Friday nights and over the weekends, I would go into the studio and work on this movie project, some songs for the soundtrack. And all my coworkers would have big plans with the family or hot dates, and I'd be running straight to the studio. But when the project was finally released, I don't know who it was, but some random person posted a bunch of my old Star Search episodes, and there began to be this wave, and I thought, you know, I think this is the time to go back. If I don't do it now, I don't know if I'll ever get another chance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it happened.
Isn't it amazing how the virility, if that's the right word, virility, viral nature of the Internet and things that might be posted on YouTube by whomever, most of the time they're good, and so it's good quality connection, and sometimes they're not so good. But how people find out about it, and how this is, I was not to be a name dropper, but last night
I was here. I'm in Israel this week doing the program. So I don't know if you know the actor Greg Grunberg, but he's here with me, or I'm with him, and a group of people who are going around. And we went into a Waffle Hut. We went actually into a little winery and had a wine tasting. And so he posted that he was Twittering that he was at this winery, and he has like 1.5 million following. His Twitter page has got like 1.5 million followers. So this little hole-in-the-wall wine shop now becomes the after somebody like that tweets about it, and I would say probably the same thing happens with you and so many other people, it has a life of its own. Things, information, bits and pieces of stories or songs or videos have a life of their own using this new media. It's extraordinary.
It is quite overwhelming and amazing, and especially when you're able to channel something like that and use it for good.
Yes.
And you use it as a tool to reach out and to communicate and to share. And it is really fascinating to see how people share things on the internet via YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And it also makes it really easy to connect with the people that you want to connect to.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think it's fun.
Well, it gets to be a bit much when you see these people who are addicted to the phones and they're on them all the time, texting back and forth. I think that's kind of is rude and annoying to a point. If you use it and it doesn't get in the way of regular conversation or relationships, I think that's okay. I want to go back to you and who helps you produce your music. Are you writing your own songs now, or do you have other people? Yeah, what are you writing?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay.
I am writing my own music. I have co-writers, which I think is a good thing because you kind of reel each other back in and give each other feedback, and you can say, this is great, this stinks, keep that, scratch that. I was blessed enough when I first quit law to work with a gentleman by the name of Josh Sclair, who was Etta James's musical director for about 20 years, not to drop names.
Yeah, it's okay.
And then shortly after that, I mean, we wrote about, I don't know, 30 songs together in a short period of time. But it was very bluesy, and I liked that, but I was really wanting to make a pop record. And that's when I hooked up with Val Garay. Name dropping again, sorry.
Sorry, no, please, go ahead.
And he actually introduced me to a gal by the name of Bonnie Hayes. Bonnie's written a bunch of hits for the likes of Bonnie Raitt, Cher, Bette Midler, people like that. And Val, I don't know if you know anything about Val's history, but he's worked with almost everyone under the sun and moon, from Neil Diamond to Sarah Brightman, James Taylor, Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton. Amazing people. I mean, the list is a laundry list of people that he's worked with over the years. And so when he and I met, he said, you know, Katrina, I've been getting to know you. I've checked out your style. I really think we need to write all the songs together, and I want to write them with you. And it was just a surreal thing for me to be sitting in that room with those two people that had already worked with so many people who had shaped me musically as I was developing and growing up and growing as an artist.
So it's cool that you have that connection. All right, here's what I'm going to do. We have about a minute left. I'm going to have Michael play your version of Santa Baby. And what you have offered to people who would go to your website at katrinamusic.com, it's all one word, begins with a K, katrinamusic.com, is a free download of this song. This and the other music that you have is going to move up the charts, and people are going to be downloading it, but you're offering this free to your fans. Stop by the website, katrinamusic.com, her version of Santa Baby. Nice to have you here, and continued success, Katrina. You sound like a lovely woman.
Thank you, Doug. You rock, and I love your show, and I hope you're having fun in Israel.
Yes, I am. All those things I say yes to. Thanks again.
Santa Baby, just slip a puppy under the tree for me. Santa, an awful good girl. Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a Bentley.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Technology Time, Better Living Through Technology, and our own sort of spin on things, thanks to the technology tailor Alex Goldfain. Do you know why you ought to upgrade your iPhone to the new free operating system? There's a free operating system for your iPhone. Did you even know that? Alex Goldfain, the tech tailor, has a long list of reasons and things that you ought to know about the iPhone. Up next here on Good Day.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are. But what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
If you have an iPhone, get your device to your computer right now and upgrade to the new free operating system just released called the iOS 5. Here's what's new. It's deeply tied into Apple's iCloud service. One of the advantages of this is that you can now sync your iPhone to your computer without plugging it into your computer. Everything happens wirelessly. There's also a whole new notification service. Text messages and alarms no longer pop up in the middle of the screen interrupting what you're working on. They now fold down in the form of a thin banner. Also big, Apple's new iMessage app. It's designed to work just like BlackBerry's Messenger platform. iMessage lets you send text messages and pictures to other iPhone and iPad users without counting against your bill. Basically, it lets you remove text message payments from your bill if you wish, as long as most of the people you text with are iPhone or iPad users. This is a significant upgrade. And did I mention, it's free. I'm Alex Goldfain.
It's that time of year to be reviewing your health benefits. How familiar are you with the many different options that are available to you? How about Brian Osage giving us some help for choosing the right coverage for your family?
Many Americans may be leaving money on the table when choosing their health care benefits. UnitedHealthcare's Yasmin Winkler says there's ways to save hundreds of dollars in the coming year by picking the right plan for you and your family.
Look for incentive-based wellness programs. Many employers reward employees for making healthy choices, like losing weight or signing up for a gym membership. Consider opening a health savings account or HSA. It's similar to a personal bank account, but must be used for health-related expenses. And don't forget about the new health reform law. It requires most health plans to cover preventive care at no cost to you. Things like immunizations, mammograms, and colonoscopies.
This open enrollment season, take advantage of free resources from both your employer and health plan. HealthcareLane.com is a great place to start. It's a free website that explains different health benefits programs and terminology. For more, log on to HealthcareLane.com. That's Healthcare Now from United Healthcare.
Speaking of health, millions of you are searching for ways to get to a healthy lifestyle, but we just can't seem to find something that sticks. In fact, there's a recent study that predicts by the year 2030, there could be 65 million more obese American adults. However, there is hope for the future. Here's more on a solution focusing on improving the global obesity epidemic.
According to a first-of-its-kind study published in The Lancet, obese and overweight adults referred to Weight Watchers by a physician lost on average more than twice as much as those who received standard care. Weight Watchers Chief Scientific Officer Karen Miller-Kovach says this pairing outweighs other treatments.
This proves that there's something very powerful in health professionals and Weight Watchers working together that helps patients succeed.
The study also found those assigned to Weight Watchers were more than three times as likely to shed 10% or more of their starting weight, which helps to reduce the risk of developing heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Miller-Kovach says the group setting likely helped motivate participants.
Those referred to Weight Watchers were more likely to be fully engaged and benefit from the support of weekly meetings, thus enhancing accountability for their weight loss efforts.
For more on the study's findings, log on to WeightWatchers.com. That's Healthcare Now from Weight Watchers.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Introduce.